Q Tech Records. DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don. Productions.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
Yes, indeed, it is me, T-Don. I am in the house. I am here with you. I am excited to be with you, as I always am. Wow. So I hope that you've had a great weekend. I hope that it was full of wonderful things. And I hope that you are planning for another great weekend because it's right around the corner. Yeah, that's what I'm like talking about. Like right about now, the Funk Soul Brother, give it up now. Oh, wait a minute. I need to not do that. Sorry, every time I think about that. Maybe it's in your mind, too, that when I sing that or whenever I say right about now, that goes in your mind. Then again, you might be, I have no idea what song you're even talking about. So there. I don't either. I don't know who sings it. I don't even know if I'm saying the right words. It was something my daughter and I sang a lot after we heard the song. And we would sing it all the time. And you know how you get the words in your head, what you think it should be? Turns out it's really not what it is. You ever do that? Oh my gosh, you guys do that with my own music? Oh, that's so weird. It'd be weird if you do. I try to, when I sing something, to sing it in a way that you understand it, like the words. You may not understand the lyrics, but I hope that you understand the words. And I've been told so many times, make sure you sing every word that everybody understands, that they can recognize the word. Do you know how many songs I listen to that I don't understand half the words to what they're saying? Not understand, like, what are they talking about? Because there are so many songs out there that are just like, woo, I don't know. But, you know, what they're actually saying, what the words are. Come on now. I should be able to sing something. Right? Shouldn't I be able to do that? And it should be okay. Why do I have to pronounce everything right? Anyway, there you go. That's my spiel for this morning. And I'm going to stick to it. Anyway, I was asking you how your weekend was and what you're going to do for your weekend to come. I probably am going to just chill out this weekend, but I am going to do something on Monday. So listen to this. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. I can't sing the whole song because I might get in trouble. Do you know what that goes to? What that song goes to? Come on, think about it. Think about it now. Think. Yes, I'm heading to Disneyland on Monday. I am excited and scared all at the same time. You might be saying, well, why are you scared? Yeah, I got lots of reasons to be excited, but why are you scared? Well, first of all, I'll tell you the excited part. I'm excited because I'm going to surprise the little guy, and he's not going to know where we're going because we don't travel up that way too often to Anaheim. That's where it's at. We don't travel to Disneyland that often. And actually, I've never taken him to Disneyland. So I'm going to do this. I can't wait to figure this all out. So he's going to stay the night with me Sunday evening. We're going to get up the next morning. I'm going to tell him, well, I've been called to go do something for work. And I can't take you to school. You're going to have to go with me. And which is really odd because I don't have to go anywhere for work. I'm a remote employee. So unless I'm traveling, and this will be real different, but I don't think he's going to know. I'll make sure we pack everything we need to pack, and I'll state, you know, we have to pack all this stuff because I don't know how long we'll be there. And we're going to travel up there and see if he gets it. I can't wait. As you notice from some of my other podcasts, I love to do things like this, and I can't wait to see what kind of reaction the person gives me from doing it. So the last one was like, we went to Hawaii and I took my mother. Of course, she knew about that. How can she not? Unless I stuffed her in a suitcase, right? We got there to Hawaii and there we were. Oh, wow, cool. No. but it was nice to be able to see her face and reactions to the being around the ocean all day and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I love doing that kind of stuff. It just really makes me happy and excited. So I am excited to do it for little guy. He is my pal. And the only thing that I don't like about the whole thing of this is, you know, COVID's still around and we have to take precautions. I can't get my extra booster shot. I mean, I have everything I need right now. I mean, I have all my shots, but I guess there's another one coming or something like that, or there's four. Or I don't know what it, whatever it is. I'm up to date, but, you know, in between that part where you're supposed to get it again, maybe sometime or another, but maybe I'm fine. Needless to say, I'm scared about all of that. So we're going to take our extra precautions, bring our hand sanitizer, wear our masks, stay away from people. Now, how's that possible? You're at Disneyland. But we'll stay away from them. I think we can just have a nice time just being together ourselves and just kind of secluding ourselves from things and then going to stuff. And then they've got this extra pass. It's called a Genie Pass that gets you fast the line. Through the lines, lightning, you have to pay for it. You didn't used to have to do that, but you have to now. And I'm like, well, with this COVID crap going on and everything, why not take that extra step to get through the stuff? Maybe not have to be around as many people. And I don't know. It's just something we decided to do. So anyway, he doesn't know. So you better not tell him. I doubt that you will because you don't know who he is. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I've decided to step outside of my box and go do something huge. Now, when I went to Hawaii, that was pretty huge. We went during a time where it was starting to kick up again. We waited long enough. We bought our tickets long enough. We said another year that probably won't be here anymore. Well, then, you know, it was still here. And we're like, well, we have to go now. These are our tickets to go. And so that was scary. And we were in a huge line to get back home at the airport there. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, just step outside the box and let's do this. So I pray to God that all works out well in that area. So that is one of the reasons why I'm a little scared about going, not to mention it is a drive. And we'll be coming home late, and I'm not really one that likes to drive home in the evening, especially when there is an additional driver. He can't drive, so it's just me, depending on me, to get us home. But, yeah, so it will happen. We're going to make it work, and we're going to enjoy our time and relax. So, yeah, I can't wait to tell you all about how that worked out. Hopefully it works out well. And I have a good story to tell you on that following week, next week. And yeah, but it's going to be a good time. Some of the stuff is closed right now, I guess, due to renovations and they're putting up Halloween stuff. I thought, oh my gosh, now that would be kind of a good time to go. I'm not into Halloween, as you guys know. I am into the fun things of Halloween, like, you know, fluffy, funny kind of stuff. But I am not into the blood, guts, gore kind of thing. I do not get into that. I don't believe in it. We've got enough of that in the real world. So I do not get into that part. But Halloween is here. You know, like we have to deal with it. So it's a holiday that we have. And so you celebrate it in a different way. Or don't at all. Most of the time I do celebrate it because I have obviously the little guys around and stuff. And sometimes I'll have a party. I haven't had that since COVID. So 2019, everything is 2019. What did you do before that? Oh, it was all, everything happened in 2019. 2020 and 2021 did not exist. How about you guys? You ever think about, okay, oh, what year was that? Oh, that was just a year ago. No. You know, if you're thinking about something, no, wait a minute. There's a couple of years that just have disappeared. Seriously, think about it. A couple years, even the little guys, well, my buddy, because he's old enough to know, he's like, yeah, I just disappeared. And he's such a great guy because he's like a teenager. He's only 10. And he's going to be 11 here in, well, the following week, actually. This isn't his birthday present. That's not what it was intended to be. I tried to get to Disney before all this, but I had that setback that I told you about that totally set me back, and even to the point where I couldn't take him to Disneyland. And I was supposed to take him while he was on his time off of school. And, well, that didn't work out. It was just too much stuff going on, and he was with his family. So, yeah, anyway, so that's what we're going to do. I'm excited about it, and we'll move forward and hope that all goes well. So, I have a song to present to you guys today. It's kind of a fun song to go with, you know, us going to Disneyland, and just wanted to throw something out there, an instrumental that's fun. It is more towards the movie TV stuff, not something I would be giving out, you know, but some of you guys have requested some of the things that I have done that I don't give out. They are things that go to TV movies, the things that you might hear on here that I'm like, well, no, I don't think that they're going to want that. But some of you want everything, and I so much appreciate that. You have no idea. I'm just like, okay, so everything that I do, you want it? Ooh. You need to come over to my studio and then I'll hook you up. I got hard drives of hard drives of hard drives of stuff. I mean, I am not joking, of music that I have done over all of my years. And I don't even know when I started. I think 2003. I don't know. But I mean, I started long before that. But I think when I started, really started. Let's see if I could get that out of there. When I started, I think that was when I started recording myself. But I remember recording myself on a Tascam. You guys know that name? Have you heard of that name before? It's a Tascam recorder, and it was a cassette recorder. I think it had four tracks. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. None. I think when I sold it, it was probably close to new because I didn't know what I was doing. I remember messing up, and I don't know. It was just pretty crazy. But so anyway, we'll listen to a song. I'm just going down all kinds of different ways here, Arnie. We'll listen to a song that's fun, get us into that fun spirit. And why don't we just do that now, and then we'll come back. All right, here we go. No name. Okay, no name to this. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. thing about this, I hope you like that. The nice thing about this is you guys get to hear exclusive stuff. Maybe some so exclusive that no one else will ever hear about it again. Or I may never release. As you know, I take a long time with my songs, and not a real long time, considering when a person, you know, the big stars, they put something out, it takes them like a couple years to bring something out, just one song or maybe an album. For this year, oh my gosh, am I really saying this right? This year? I think so. This year, I put out a lot of songs, and there's still more to come. I'm so excited about a couple of songs that I'm working on that are different. It's me and my vocals, but it's just different. That's all I can say about it. I'm just really excited about it because I'm just trying to play around with different genres, if I can speak, and see if my vocals would fit into these. And I'm like, wow, okay. For some reason or another, I seem to have a universal vocal, which is interesting. I like that because, well, one of my favorite singers, of course, Stevie Nicks, she is a universal singer. She can go into country. She can sing rock. She can sing folk. She's just right there in the middle. I think it's the alto, if you're familiar with, you know, you've got alto, soprano. I definitely am not a soprano singer. Alto, I can't get way up in those high ranges, though I can. And when I do, it's just like, ooh, kind of chilling. You know, it's like, ooh, that's cool. But I don't stay in those registers, however you want to say it. Definitely not a registry, right? You're not filling something out, a register. So anyway, yeah, so I think that's really cool that I can do that. And so I'm experimenting with a few songs, and I think you're really going to like them. I really do. So I'm excited for that. Anyway, what'd you think about this song that I just played? Did you like it? Not like it? Would you like to have it? Not like to have it? And I know some of you out there who listen, yes, I just want it anyway. Remember when I do give you some of these things that you can't really tell people that you got them? Because like some of those songs that I have actually off of Monotonic Gray are reserved now, which is great, but I can't give them to anybody. I can sell the album, but I cannot, I can't distribute those. There's a lot of things I can't do now because they're exclusive. And so I like that I did that, but at the same time, I don't like that I did that because it's like, I kind of kept myself stuck. But anyway, some of the songs that you do ask for and I hand over to you, well, you just got them however, right? I just gave them however to you. And you might have noticed on Bandcamp, there's some stuff that hasn't been fully released off of there either. You have exclusive to Bandcamp. So keep on staying there, waiting for more stuff to come out where you get exclusive rights to, you know, the songs and that. But anyway, back to the song. What'd you think about it? It's just a quirky little song. I don't even know if it's done. It's one of those things that I'm like, okay, it's an area that I do okay in, but not my best. And so, but I thought it was just appropriate for this time for, you know, us taking off to Disneyland and stuff. So anyway, let me know what you think about that. So what else am I going to talk to you about? Well, I wanted to come back to setbacks. You know, I've talked about that last week, and I know I was in a setback form, and still am in a setback. I am still trying to move forward as I backpedal. You know, you ever feel that way where you're moving forward, but you're just getting nowhere? And so I just kind of look at this as a time to sit back and reflect and think. And that's what I said on the last podcast, thinking about what I can do during this time of the setback. My setback was, of course, my hand That was my biggest setback. And then, of course, work was my other one. And, you know, it was a setback for me. I had to stop and think, okay, well, I can't do this, can't do that. What else do I do instead? I did that during COVID time as well. I know I talked to you guys before about that. What can I do? Okay, if I can't do this, I need to be able to do that. And that's just the way my mind thinks. I can't stop for a few seconds and just not do anything. I have to do something that that produces something, you know, has to have some kind of outcome. So anyway, some of you have asked about my hand. My hand is fine now. It took a whole week to get back to normalcy. I still have the bite mark on my hand, but oh my gosh, my hand just blew up. It got to the point where it looked like like I had Botox or something. It was just the strangest thing. And after it was done, it still itches. You know, it still causes a little bit of problem, but it's good enough, obviously, to go to Disneyland and for me to do things that I need to do again. But I'm scared to go outside. I still go outside with a tank top on. That didn't stop me. I thought maybe I'd be getting a space suit or something so it'd keep me away from the bugs. But I am more aware, more alert. And when I hear a bug, you know, buzzing around me, I'm like, okay, I need to step back in the house again. I need to get past that fear. I had that fear with bees. I love bees. And then I moved here and I can't tell how many bee stings I've gotten since I've lived here. And each one of them blew up. That's how I found out that my body does not like bugs. So, and needless to say, that was one of my setbacks. I had to think about, okay, what's this doing to me and what can I do to change? So work, same thing. What's this doing to me? What can I do to change? What can I make positive out of this? And back to setbacks, I want to talk about moving forward. I talked about that in the last one. And moving forward for me is I am stepping outside of my box. I'm going to Disneyland. You're like, wait a minute, what's up with that? You know, I mean, is that part of a setback that you had that you weren't going and now you are going or what? I kept myself in a box. I've been trying to protect myself and not go places where there's a bunch of people. And that's been a good thing, you know. But there are times when you just have to step outside of the box and do things that, you know, you used to do in your time. You can't just keep on living inside that box the whole time. And that's what I had to look at this whole picture and say, gosh, dang it. These are the things that I like to do. I like to surprise people. I like to be able to do this. Like I went to Hawaii. That was scary for me. And we made it through. And so this next step is scary for me. And I know we'll make it through. But, you know, I have to step outside that box and say, gosh, I can do this. I take the precautions. I do what I need to do. We have to live with what's in this world today. So that's what I'm going to do. So for you, if you're thinking about your setbacks, don't stay in your setbacks very long. So I was in my setback, talking about my setback last week. And now we're here this week. And I'm continuing to think about, okay, moving forward, not staying in that box too long. Getting outside of the box and moving forward. And that's what I hope for you, if you are having some setbacks, to move forward, step outside of your box. They might need to be great big leaps and jumps. For me, going to Disneyland, that's pretty big. For me, going to Hawaii, that was pretty big. I still need to go see my son too. I'm not going that way because I don't want to bring anything to their family because that's traveling across the United States. So that's a little scary, especially with the new kids and stuff. But that's on my list. I have to do that and I want to do that. So there are some things that you have to step outside of your comfort zone and move forward, keep your prayers and with you and all that kind of stuff, and get into living. You need to continue to live. You can't stay inside that box too long. So that's what I really wanted to say here to recap or to follow up with my last message, is to get outside that box. I'm going to take mine this week, or not this week, but next week on Monday, and get outside that box. All right. Well, some of you have asked me a lot of things here in the last few weeks in regards to some of the stuff I use, the tools I use, as you like to ask me about what do I use for recording, blah, 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 blah. Somebody asked me, just rattle off a few things that you use for video, audio, all that kind of stuff. So I thought, you know, why don't I just rattle off a few things that I use? I won't go into deep detail about them like I do with a product that I talk about, but I will tell you some of the things that I do use. So one of the questions, which was along with everything else that they asked about, is what do I use to mix and master my music? So here's the tools that I will tell you that I use to mix and master my music. I use Ableton to record my music, always. I haven't stepped outside that box in a while. I probably should, but I love Ableton. It's a great tool. It's not cheap. You can get a freebie out there, but Ableton is not cheap. And it is a yearly or every other year payment. So, yeah, by the time you're done, you've spent a lot of money on it, but it's a very good tool. So I use that one. There's a lot of freebies out there, but you're asking me what I use now. So I could give you some freebie ideas, but this is the questions that come into me. So that's what I use. I use that one for my mixing. And then for my mastering, I do a couple of steps. I use Lander, lander.com, I believe it is, for my mastering. I get a master from them. It creates, I think I spend $34 a year for that one. And it's a AI mastering. So it does it automatically. It looks at your music and says, okay, well, this is what you need for it, blah, 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 master it. I don't stop there. I don't believe of letting it master your whole song. You can get it good enough to distribute to a radio station or whatever, but I have to do some tweaks to it. So there's another product that I have purchased. It's not a cheap product either. It's Ozone. So Ozone 9 is the one. Isotope Ozone 9. And I do usually go through and purchase that on a yearly basis as well. So notice I do put a lot of money in, a lot of investment in what I do. And so Ozone, I take the mastered copy from Lander and I place that into Ozone and I do what makes my music. You know, what the music that you listen to today, this is how it sounds. This is how it should sound with next song and next song and next song. Because I know my levels to my music and my vocals and my audio for just, you know, instrumentals. So I use that. So those are the tools that I use in regards to mixing and mastering. The other question on that same line was the person wanted to know, okay, well, you do a lot of music videos. What do you use? What do you do? I use a lot of tools of the trade on that one. So one of the tools I used to use was ProShow, was one of my favorite video editing tools. And then they said, bye-bye. I couldn't stand that. I was like, are you serious? I loved it because you can move the screen, the video screen, into certain areas and focus on that area and pan out and move backwards. And you could do all kinds of things with it. Well, it's gone. And I had the hardest time switching. So I've moved to a very, very basic tool. It's called Wondershare. And I do believe they have a freebie out there and then you can pay for it. They have another one called Wondershare Filmora Pro. So Wondershare Filmora is the name. And so I have both of those. I have Wondershare Filmora 11 And I have one to share, Filmora Pro. And wouldn't you know it, when I bought the Pro one, which will do the things that Pro Show did, they're saying that now they're going to get rid of it. They're not going to update the Wondershare Filmora Pro anymore. Ugh, wasted money. Not really. I mean, I have had some, videos come out of it. But most of all my newer videos have been used with Wondershare Filmora. And so I go in there and I piece and put together videos that will work with my music and tell the story. And that's pretty much what I use. There's another tool out there that I use too from time to time. It's called Fruity Loops. And Fruity Loops basically is another tool that allows you to make music, but is also a mixing, mastering, and video. And that's why I'm bringing that one up. They have a great video tool within there that will make, if you've seen the one video that I have, where the sunrise is coming up, the digital sunrise, that one, Dawn of a New Era, that one's what that song's called, that was done with Fruity Loops. And that they have a nice little video editing tool inside there. So that's another tool that I use from time to time. Not as much, because I really like to tell stories with my videos. Don't like too much setting there. I think Catch Me If You Can, or something like that. I can't remember the title. I think that's what the title of it is, with the balloon. That one was done with Fruity as well. So another cool tool to use that it's a cheaper product, but it does get expensive. I have the Pro one, of course. And so that might be the one that comes with everything in it, with the video portion too. I'm not really sure. So that, and I've talked about this before. What do I use for my drums? I have my own drums. So I do use my own drums, and then I also use program drums, where I use, it's called Easy Drummer, and so I use that one for my drums, and then I also have my own drums in my studio, which I will play a little bit, get what I need for that. I might loop it. I might play it all out depending on the song, or then I just might use a loop, or I might do Easy Drummer. It really depends on the song. Each song has its own way of doing things. You know, some songs may be a bunch of loops and then me playing the guitar over top of it. It might be my own loops, might be something that I found somewhere and said, hey, this will work good here. I'm going to use this. I may chop it up a little bit. There's just all kinds of ways that you, especially if you're the only person doing this, that's what you have to do. You have to find all the tools in the shed that will work for what you need. You know, you need a hammer for this. You need a screwdriver for that. That's the same thing for creating music. Here's what I need. Oh my gosh, I need a guitar for this. So I may get a guitar. I may get one of my guitars out and play it. I may get a loop that goes inside of my song and I'm singing, which is fine too, and I chop it up and make it my own. Or I might take that loop, gather what the chords are in it and play it myself, or play over top of it. So you've got a mixture of stuff out there that you can use to make it all come together, to make it all happen. And so that's what I do for that. And I don't want to really get too talky here, but I know some of you really want to know. And then photo stuff. You guys want to know what I do for my photos. Okay, so what I use for my photos is called Topaz. I love Topaz. I use Topaz. It is not a cheap product, but it's very good. So notice some of the stuff that I buy is not cheap. Because when I try it out, if I don't like it, that's a done deal. But if I believe in it, I purchase it. And, usually, you know, at the full cost of what I need, you know, the pro. If I don't like it, I just let it go. So some things I do believe in work very well, and I just go forward and purchase them. Just like when you're getting food or whatever, it's like, oh, I really like this cereal. You don't want to get the generic cereal because you don't like that one. You want to get the real name. But then the generic cereal might be fine. That's okay. That's no problem with that. But, you know, you just have to stick with maybe that particular brand of cereal because the generic just ain't up to speed for it. That's really what I'm trying to say. So I use Topaz. Topaz has a denoise in it. It has a studio in it where you can create overlays and also video enhancers in there. So they have that. They have the a sharpener. They have a, you know, make your pictures look crisp or your videos. You know, you've got different things that you can do there. And then they have a gigapixel, which will take your photos and make them larger and not distort them. So there's a lot of things that you can do with those kind of tools. But I'll cut it off there because I've done a lot of talking already. And I know some of you don't really get into this, but maybe you're just here to just listen or get some ideas of what you can do for yourself. Maybe it'd be that adventure that you want to take and like, oh yeah, I'd like to try that. Maybe that'll help me write what I need to write or some of the tools. But yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you because I do get that one a lot. What are the tools you use? And I didn't go into detail about them, but those are some of the things that I will bring out more than anything, more than likely. And I do use my phone to record music. I use my tablets to record music. I have created songs. Yes, yeah, songs that you've listened to today from my phone and from my tablet. Yep, I have. And then you can connect them to your laptop. You can do so much. You just got to know what you want to do for that particular song. And once you know, sometimes you don't know. You have to have a starter. I start out with a loop a lot of times. Maybe a drum. Maybe, you know, a guitar. And then I'm like, okay, here's how I want to build off of this. And then that's what I start doing. And I bring out my real instruments. Not that, you know, loops are instruments. Obviously, somebody's already played them. But then I bring my own stuff in to mix with it. So you've got a nice full band. But that's what I'm going to tell you for right now. I think I'm over-talked myself here. We're already past the time that I need to get off of here. And I need to get back into my work world and get things taken care of there so I can have all that done by the time Monday rolls around. So hope you enjoyed this and I hope you enjoyed the song. I hope you enjoyed my story and I hope that you get outside of the box and start living some things that you would do in life, you know, start living some life, put life into your world and be careful as well. As I will. I look forward to telling you my story for next week. And I will talk to you in another podcast as I enjoy talking to you all the time. And, you know, we'll see where we go with that one. Have a most spectacular rest of your day and weekend. If you got things to say, send them to the chat, whatever. And I will chat back with you as I love to do. I gotta get out of here. Come on, pull her off the stage. Get her off the stage. All right, here we go. All right, this is T-John. You know, we got three clicks and I can use both hands today with my clicks. Before I was like, oh my gosh, I can't click them. I can't click my other hand. It was too stiff, but we're all good today. So you ready to hear both hands with the three clicks? Sure you are. All right, here we go. A one, a two, a three. This is T-Don, and I am over and out of here.